Lee, an absolutely fantastic victory. The boys must be bouncing after that one.
Yeah, you know, really pleased, and you know, I'm really pleased for them as well. The effort, obviously, that they've put in over the last three games has been phenomenal, and you know, we've got to maintain that bounce. But I think, you know, I'd be wrong if I didn't pay credit to St Helens as well. I thought there was outstanding tonight in the effort that, you know, the match there's in enthusiasm and for effort. We just managed to sneak it at the end with a bit of Mark Snead brilliance. But if that game had been a draw, I don't think anybody would have argued watching it. You know, all first period, we was camped on our try line, but defended really well. We conceded two from kicks, so that was pleasing. And all second period, they seemed to be camped on their try line. So to nip it like that at the end, I'm you know, to say I'm happy is an understatement.
Don't want to pick out individuals, but there was a spell in the second half when Gareth Ellis just smashed anything that moved.
Yeah, I scratch my head sometimes when I, particularly on kick chases, when I see the back three carrying anywhere near him, I just think, have you watched any video footage leading into us? Because some of it, you know, some of the head rocks that he produces are frightening. And let's put it this way, I won't be within 10 metres of vicinity of him carrying the football on any given Sunday.
Some great performances. I mean, how nice was it for you tonight to be able to bring in your big guns, having beaten top of the table last week, and you're strengthening again?
Yeah, and I thought by doing that, by bringing six blokes in, we'd out-energise them. You know, we'd have a little bit more than them in terms of energy, but I don't think we did, and I think that's credit, you know, to them. It was a lot of their play, you know, 90% of their players fed game in a week, and the match is for energy, you know, and it could have gone either way. So, you know, I'm just over the moon with just to nip it, but I think credit has to be paid to both sides tonight. The effort was phenomenal.
Is this a marker you've put down here tonight? You know, not many come here and win, do they?
Oh, I just said in there, you know, at this club, if you win a couple of games, you're going to the grand final, and if you lose a couple of games, you're getting sacked. So for us, we've just got to maintain the bounce that we've got at the minute, make sure it's a healthy bounce and we're not getting carried away with ourselves. Make sure, you know, we come in Monday. They've got the weekend off. Make sure we come in Monday, willing to work again, and because it's going to be a tough battle against Huddersfield on Friday. They're sat in the league where they don't want to be sat. They've now probably got close to a full-strength squad. So we've got to make sure we aim up against them at weekend.
And a lot was made of what happened after Widnes, but the response from the players since that point has been nothing short of fantastic, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that's credit to the group, credit to the leadership group. You know, but it was a surprise to a lot of people outside the changing rooms. But it's like, you know, I played it down as it's the norm for us. You know, we have leadership meetings. They have leadership meetings. If there's anything that needs feeding back to me, it does. We change it if we feel like it's a majority vote. If it doesn't, you know, they have to suck it up and get on with it. But it's that's healthy, I think, and I think, you know, you're seeing a healthy working relationship amongst the players and the team.
And credit to your fans, a lot of them here tonight.
Yeah,
were they responsible for sucking that extra yard that got that drunk ball
just
over?
A bit phenomenal there. You know, even from coming out, you know, I could hear when the team was warm, I could only hear All Faithful. So that's credit to our travelling supporters. But you know, they had the moments as well, did Saints, and it was just two quality teams, two quality supporters. Could have gone either way, you know. Fortunately, we got it. So, you know, that's put a smile on my face.